The morning comes, the evening comes, and everything continues in its way. This is part of life which revolves around a person. Every day, according to our routine, our life continues. It starts in the morning, the routine. In the morning, there's subah, the sahar. The sun rises, it comes out, it gives light. And a person goes on a journey. The day's journey, then the sun sets, it hides. Then the stars come out and the night begins. Then the moon comes out. And then the night goes through its journey, then the moon sets. And then the sun starts to rise again and the moon sets, takes its path. And everything in the universe, if you pay attention, Allah has given da'wah, Allah has challenged, Allah has invited us to pay attention, focus on these points. From that maqam, from that place, the sun coming out, for the stars to go on their path, for the sun to rise, for the moon to revolve around its circuit, and the waves on the seas, and the trees, and the flowers, and the animals to continue their lives the way they do, and to follow their actions and habits. Everything in the universe, with ease, it is passing its course, and it is continuing in its course, and nothing is disturbing anything else in the universe. If any power comes in front of it and tries to disturb the cycles of life and creation, that the sun may not rise today, or let it rise 5 minutes later, but until today, nobody can alter the cycles and the timings. And somebody sits sometimes for years in advance, they estimate that at this time the sun will rise or set. And there's so much accuracy in these cycles due to Allah Ta'ala's accuracy. And no individual has ever thought that, oh, may the moon not come out today, or let me hide the stars, or today let me stop or change the direction of the winds, or cease the rain to fall, or if I say to the chicken today, to the hen, don't lay the egg, or I say to the honeybee that don't produce or manufacture any honey. Until today I've not seen or heard anyone do this, regardless of the fact that science has progressed and advanced, and where insan, human being, has reached today. They've traveled to the moon, we traveled to the moon, we've gone to the moon, we've seen the moon, we've trod on the moon. But nobody can disturb the cycles that Allah Ta'ala has created. And let's pay attention, deep attention here, that has ever the sun said itself, oh, I'm tired today, let me rise 5 minutes later, or let me change my course? No. The geologists, the scientists, the physicians, the people who study physics and chemistry know the accuracy of the sun. To the point, to the second, third, fourth, tenth decimal place, even if it alters, there will be a big disturbance in the universe. But the sun never alters from its exact course. Everything, let's take the rotation of the earth on its axis. Let's take the rotation of the sun on its axis, and the solar system on its axis, and the moon on its axis. Let's pay attention to all of these things. Has ever 1 inch gone to the left or the right on its rotation over its axis? Has one atom or particle of dust that Allah Ta'ala has ordained, created, if the raindrop is going to drop from a cloud, has it ever altered its course that it was given? Nothing. Everything is continuing on its path. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has created is following Allah Ta'ala's system. Nobody can stop it or alter it. You'll never hear the honeybee saying, that's it, today I'm on strike, the honeybee, and I'm not going to work now, I'm tired, I feel like doing something else, so I'm on strike, I'm not going to produce what Allah Ta'ala has told me to produce. Impossible. If it's a honeybee, then it will continuously give you the honey. Easily, smoothly, it will give you honey. Never, never will you see the cow or the buffalo say, oh, let's run away from our land today. No milk today for anyone. No, no, they eat, they digest, they convert into milk, and they fulfill the hunger. That milk, that grass that's gone into the mouth of the cow, through its throat, into its stomach, through its flesh and bones and the blood, etc. And it comes out the other side, milk. Pure, fresh milk. Let's look at our body. Let's pay attention to our body. That Before the child is born, there's no milk. But as soon as the child is born, the child is crying out. Allah Ta'ala creates due to the motherhood, due to the love of the motherhood, the blood of the in the breast of the mother turns to milk. And that's what the child needs at that time. Allah Ta'ala transforms it into milk. Look at the child. The child knows. Eyes are closed. It doesn't know anything. And the child knows how to suckle and take the milk. Who is this? Who's created these thoughts, these systems? There's one system. There's one creator of the system. What can be the answer? Who is this in control? Do you understand? Do I understand? Let's think. We can never reject when we ponder deeply. The sun, has it said, I'm not going to rise tomorrow morning and give light? Have the stars ever said, we're not going to twinkle and glow? Have ever the wind say, we're going to cease and stop and not flow around the world? And all the other forms of creation in the world, in the universe, everything that's fulfilling its function. Has it ever said that I'm going to stop? Nowhere can you see this. Nowhere will you hear this. But whatever there is around us, this is Allah Ta'ala's creation. This is Allah Ta'ala's system. Allah Ta'ala is the manufacturer of the universe. He's the manufacturer. He's given the hukam that you have to do these actions, O creation. That's it. That's it. Hukam. Order. One order. I created you. I gave you your duty, your qualities, your characteristics, and those forms of creation continue along that line of duty without looking left and right. Totally. And until Qiyamah, the end of time, does not come, those forms of creation will continue. Earth will rotate on its axis, sun will rotate on its axis, animals, creatures, everything will continue. Night and day will come, the Nizam will continue, the cycles will continue. Ask anything, everything around us is alive. Everything has whole fear of Allah. We think it's lifeless, but they have life. They have bowed their heads in humility. Allah, you created us, you gave us wujud, you made me the wind, the particles of dust, you made me the atom, the nucleus, everything. And you gave me order that you must go this way, so I'm going this way. In the clouds, Allah Ta'ala put the water and Allah gave them hukam. That fall now, O raindrops, at this exact millimeter onto this portion of land. And you have to travel with the cloud at this speed, and then this speed of wind will come. Then you'll drop from the cloud at certain point X, and you will fall along the atmosphere, and you will drop on the point Y on the earth's crust. And you will not drop anywhere else. Not one drop of rain in the universe will go against the order of Allah. Impossible. Impossible. This is the creation, the story of creation. That's in front of us. Allah Ta'ala's creation, Allah's order, Allah's nizam, Allah's cycles, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala's obedience, how Allah Ta'ala orders and how the creation. How we think these are fazool. We say, oh, what a nonsense. What is this? There's a rock. We kick the rock. Oh, it's a stone. Kick it out of the way. It's useless. But the stone is sitting there due to Allah Ta'ala's order and it's doing its duty. And as you walk, you'll see a twig from the tree's branch. You'll break it off. Oh, it's nothing. Or there's a flower, you'll break it off because you like the flower. For us, it's nothing, the flower. It's nothing. Look at insan, human being. Look at us, show off, pride, haughtiness. We think the creation around us is useless. And we don't understand that everything around us is existing and it's following the orders of Allah Ta'ala along with its creation, its qualities and characteristics, doing what it's been told to. And now let's look at insan. Other side of the spectrum. Ahsani taqweem. Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah says, I've created everything in the universe. And who's أحسن تَقْوِيمٍ? The human being. Allah says, I've given you great body, beautiful eyes, nose, balanced body, shoulders, limbs, handsomeness. I've made you with a balance, with a hikmah, with the wisdom. Allah said, I preferred you over everything else in creation. I manufactured you, delicate, and I created Jannah, paradise for you. And I allowed the humankind to go there to inhabit. And all the malaika were ordered that prostrate to the human. The uruj Allah Ta'ala gave to human beings. Prostrate. Allah Ta'ala ordered the malaika. They all prostrated and accepted that Allah, this is your greatest form of creation. Everything you've created before today, Allah, said the malaika. Allah, this is azim, the human being, Allah, you've created. There's no greater creation than this. Great, great creation. Great manufacturing. Allah Ta'ala preferred for Adam alayhi salam, has Adam alayhi salam to be in Jannah, and the angels, they were proud and they were happy with what Allah Ta'ala had done. Of course they were to be. Of those, Allah Ta'ala gave hukam that Adam alayhi salam, to Adam alayhi salam, the hair, you can live here and wander around in here, beautiful foods, enjoyment, everything in Jannah is yours. But Just like Allah Ta'ala had given hukam to the whole of the universe, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. So Allah Ta'ala said, لَا تَقْرَبُوا هَذَا الشَّجَرَ. But one order Allah Ta'ala gave. One order, that's it. To insan. Look at the high levels of insan. Allah Ta'ala gave him the crown of khilafat, of the depth between the earth. Allah said, just one thing, one condition, do not go near to this tree. Near to this tree. That's it. Small thing. Nothing to it. So the enemy, he had to fulfill his objective. And what was the end point? The conclusion? That the sun doesn't disobey, the moon doesn't disobey, the stars don't disobey, the rocks don't disobey, the winds don't disobey. Everything that Allah created, an-nas, everything. And who Allah Ta'ala said prostrate to this human. Allah Ta'ala gave maqam. And then the conclusion comes that we make the mistakes, the wrong turnings, the wrong action. So what was the conclusion of that action? The Qur'an explains to us. It tries to make us understand that in the creation of Allah, Allah Ta'ala ordains, Allah Ta'ala creates and gives the order that it is impossible, Allah says, that something disobeys me. Impossible. Allah says there's no science, nothing, no sense can prove that we can do this action and we're allowed to do this. The question doesn't arise. So, what happened then? That the mistake took place. And one hukum was given, the order, and the mistake took place. The error took place. And due to the error taking place, what was the end point, the conclusion? Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. To disobey Allah. Is it, how can the creation dare to disobey Allah? How can anyone in this universe dare? And let's look at insan, human being, the son of Adam alayhi salam. So the mistake took place, the error took place. Allah Ta'ala then decided, straight away, Allah Ta'ala came into Jalal. Allah gave the hukum. Oh, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam had uruj, heights, lofty status. The crown was taken off, the clothes were taken off, naked. Jannah was closed, the doors were closed. The clothes were taken off. The libas of Jannah, everything was taken off. Allah Ta'ala took it away. And then they couldn't even conceal the private part. The private parts had to be concealed with the leaves and the natural things. And this is not me speaking. This is Quran. And this earth, where is the earth and where is paradise? And as a punishment, Allah Ta'ala gave the earth as the place to live. And then Adam alayhi salam came. What happened? Yes, he's our walid. He's our great, 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 great grandfather. He's our ancestor. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, our father. And then the dunya came. People then came to the dunya. Then the story of life became into the world. So we see in the Quran, these events that Allah Ta'ala has sent to us, revealed this to make us understand. Allah Ta'ala introduces the creation. And after all of the stories of the creation and the previous events, the true events, despite knowing all of the stories and the events, the Quranic verses thousands of times, inshallah, we say, inshallah, we read the events, we hear Fajr, Isha Salah, evening, morning, we recite, we look at the Quran, Tarawih, we read Quran all day long, isn't it? Every day we love the Quran, we do hifz, we memorize the Quran. So these events of the Quran, don't we understand what the Quran is telling us? What is the point Allah Ta'ala is trying to deliver to us? What is the message Allah Ta'ala is delivering to us? What is Allah Ta'ala telling us? What is He making us understand? What is He making us revise? Allah is just saying one thing in the Quran, the message is coming out time and time again, time and time again. That my hukam, order, nothing in the creation disobeys me. But whoever breaks my order, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's example Allah Ta'ala gave. One order Allah Ta'ala said I gave. One order I gave and he disobeyed and I gave him such a punishment. What punishment did I give him? Yes, Allah mentions this, and then we, the same human beings, we come on the earth, Allah Ta'ala's orders are here, and how we break them. Imagine how we break Allah's orders. Imagine, one order, if it's broken, look at the Quran, it mentions the punishment that was given. And for us, a sin is nothing. Breaking the orders is nothing. How can I dare as a human being to disobey Allah? Imagine. Imagine this point. How can I be a human being? How can I call myself the creation of Allah? Just this point, that this time, Allah Ta'ala has not given us a punishment. He has not grabbed us so I'm become big-headed. That Allah is not going to say nothing to me. But this is the same point Allah mentions in the Quran. That Allah is displeased. How much is Allah displeased when an individual breaks Allah Ta'ala's orders, leaves Allah's orders, departs from Allah Ta'ala's orders, he doesn't accept it, he denies it, he neglects it, he doesn't accept it. Then Allah's jalal and anger comes against that person the same amount as the example of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. The punishment that he was given, the same punishment comes. This is the example. Allah Ta'ala said, in the same way I'm displeased with that same, everyone and every human being, everything's taken away from him. Everything's gone away from him. He's finished at that time. He has no wujud left in the world. He has no form of existence. No barakah, no blessings, no mercies, nothing. When Allah's displeased with him, what's the point? What's left? What's left? That person doesn't stay as a man. That woman doesn't stay as a woman. They don't stay as the proper human beings. An individual who disobeys Allah, one's order, even if my body and my mind says it is fard for us, compulsory, totally 100%, being a human being as an insan, haven't come to belief yet, and we say we are amanu ya ayyuhalladhina. So first we are ya ayyuhalinsan, secondly we are ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. The question doesn't arise that I don't obey Allah's orders. Allah says fast in Ramadan, I don't fast. Allah says get up for Fajr Salah, I don't come for Fajr. Allah gives order, come for Dhuhr Salah, I don't pray Dhuhr Salah. Allah has given me time frame for prayer, you have to pray in this time frame, I don't pray in that time frame. When that person disobeys at that time and commits the sin, or in which house they are sinning, and when the people, the family is sinning, then imagine those people are in the same conclusion physically as Allah says in the Quran, that this is the conclusion for those people. Impossible that can a person understand that he is sinning. I'm fine, it's alright, only one sin. Who's watching? No one's going to do nothing to me. I don't care. What difference does it make? Who's going to say anything? Well, Allah says, I have made the time and you will understand when that time comes. Otherwise I would have punished you straight away. Allah says, but I'm giving you a chance. But that time I've ordained, I'm giving you a limit. The saza, the punishment will come. Allah says, I'll give such a punishment you will never forget. You will never forget, because how did you dare to reject me? How? And Allah says, I've chosen angels who will grab you. Allah says, write every particle, second, millisecond when this individual sinned. This way, write down, where was he? What time was it? I told him to do this action and he thought at that time, I'm going to leave this. Allah said, I gave him a hukam, an order, and he dared to leave my order at that time, that millisecond, that time or the hour of the day. Rather, wujud, human being, every second is hadir, nadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second, Allah says, this on top, that my link with you is closer than your jugular vein. Allah says, I'm closer to you than your jugular vein. Do you understand? Fear me that much, I'm not far from you. I'm closer than your veins and your blood. Oh, Allah's not watching. Chalo, quickly, let's do this. Allah says, on top of that, I have sent the angels who are with you physically every single second of the day. What you are saying and thinking, they are writing down. Everything, night, darkness, you're alone, you're hiding, you're in the jungle, you're under the covers, you're disobeying Allah. Allah says, I write it. The angels write it. You disobey Allah, Allah says, I write it. And this is our hal. This is our life. We think we're free. Look at our wujud, our body. Allah has given us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week duty, how to exist and live. Allah says, whichever orders I send to you and the hukams come to you, 150% you have to live your life like that. Not 1% left or right from that path. One particle, atom's weight, if you disobey me, Allah says, then there's imbalance in the whole world due to that sin. Do you understand? You'll have read science. If a particle or an atom goes out of balance due to Allah, away from Allah Ta'ala's order, then the whole universe will be imbalanced. If the sun was not to give the heat to within 1 degree of temperature to the earth, tell me what would happen in the world. Qiyamah would come. The end of time would come. Isn't it? So how can I, as a human being, my body, say that I am okay to disobey? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says further. Allah gives an example. That these people who reject me, who reject my verses, my Quran, my orders, they keep on rejecting what I'm saying. They keep on rejecting. Allah says, why do they reject me? What's the reason? Think, why do I sin as a human being? Why do I disobey Allah? Why do I enjoy doing this? What is the reason for this? If I can realize the reason why I am not worried about my Rabb, or I don't care. Why do I disobey Allah? Why don't I think about my Creator? Why I'm not aware about my Creator? Then inshallah, if I realize today that this is the reason, then I should grab hold of that reason and solve the problem. So you're standing here, I'm here today, you're sitting here. Why am I blind? Why am I running after sins? Why do I worship shaitan and nafs? Why do I run after my desires and the shaitan? But there must be a tool that I can ward off these things. Isn't there? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran the solution. It's there for us to grab. If I can realize this today and understand this, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the world will change for the better. Let me tell you this, the world will change for the better. We are forced to today sin. Why? Why am I forced to sin? Allah Ta'ala asks us. Why am I forced to sin? Why do you run towards the sin? How many people, if we look at the Alam Islam, the Ummah of Islam, there are five orders basic. Let's leave the rest. Salah, fasting, Hajj, Zakah, compulsory charity, and the belief in Allah. These are the five things. And obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nothing else, is there? These are the five basic things. Look at the whole of the Ummah of Muslims today. Let's take the first thing. Let's take the first juz, Salah. What percentage of Muslims pray Salah today? What percentage? And how can we say we're alive, happy and free? Because we don't have to pray Salah. What guarantee do I have? Allah says, I've given you a fixed time frame. Amazing statistic about Salah. If we can realize today, why do we do these things? Evil actions, dirty actions, and we say we're fine. If we can take the solution, then inshallah we're hopeful as an ummah that we can stop the bad conclusion of sins. Allah Ta'ala didn't say for nothing to the angels that bow down to the son of to Adam alayhi salam. Just a little bit we're off track. Our battery has gone weak. We don't sit with the pious people. We listen to the pious people, but we don't listen to what they have to say. The Quran has mentioned to us the reason for this. Allah Ta'ala says, in the qulub, there's something lacking. That individual who is disobedient, in turn, Allah says, that kallabal rana ala qulubihim. That on his heart there is a disease. There's an illness. Kallabal rana ala qulubihim. That his heart has become ill. And the rust has come onto his heart. When the rust comes onto the heart, it doesn't allow goodness to penetrate and go, to permeate through it. The rusty item, it creates a barrier. Then he becomes used to sinning, disobedience. He becomes arrogant, proud. Fear comes out of his heart. Doesn't have regard. And Allah says, if he then comes to me like this, after death, in that state, then he should realize that what will be the punishment severe that will be waiting for him. Yawma, Allah Ta'ala says that on that day, that day we are waiting for, when the people will come to me, and those people who obeyed me, where will they be? Subhanallah, they'll be in the good position. The rewards I will give to the people who followed me, who obeyed me, and they will get the greater reward than Jannah. What is the greater reward than Jannah? They will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this. But those in the world who disobeyed Allah, who are occupied in sinning, who left Allah Ta'ala's orders, one order of Allah he would leave and disobey. Allah says in the Quran, the biggest punishment, first punishment he'll get, is that he will be lost. He will never see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't this the verse of the Quran? Isn't this Quran? Allah Ta'ala says after that, let's go beyond. That one is watching, looking, witnessing, visibly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Jahim, which is the worst place of hellfire, you'll be thrown into Jahim. That this person didn't follow what I told him to. So there are two parts here. Either we live our life, 30, 40 years maybe, leave this X, Y, Z, take A, B, C. Pass your life patiently, persevering, waiting, hoping. Allah says, inshallah, you are close to me. But if you disobey and sin, then you'll be away from Allah's rahmah. Yeah, and then you'll get Jahim. You'll be thrown into the ditch of Jahannam. Allah says the first option is better. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Allah says that it is better to follow the path Allah Ta'ala has laid down, the track. There are two parts Allah saying. Am I right or am I wrong? This is Quran, isn't it? That Allah Ta'ala says, I've opened up two paths. Two ways. Go to the right, to the goodness, or go to the left, disobedience. Keep on disobeying. Allah has told us, you're sinning. You are arrogant and you are abrupt and you are stuck solidly to your sin. You don't understand. You decorate your zahir, your body, and you start doing big ibadah. Next day you don't do no ibadah. One day you're following Allah Ta'ala's deen. Next day you jump off the tracks. Allah says, this is bad. I don't want this. Allah says, istiqamah is better than one day miracle, one day obedience. Next day, no. The son, maybe the son will disobey, but the human being should never, ever, ever disobey. This is the extreme. I'm going to give the example. Allah says, ahsani taqweem. That the sun, maybe the sun will disobey. Maybe the moon one day won't come out. Maybe the honeybee won't manufacture the honey. Maybe the mosquito won't fly to where it should go. Maybe the elephant won't do what it should do. Every animal and creature in the world maybe will disobey. But we have to go to the extreme of this thought that it is not according to the status of the human being. And on top of that, the moment that he or she disobeys Allah, this is the extreme. I'm explaining this point to you. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala said just this one point, that you don't point towards your heart. That the king of the body, you've left it barren, dry, infertile, and that place is now the abode of shaitan. You have made the idols and shaitan reside in your heart. Shaitan has been given a total freedom. Morning come in my heart, shaitan. Evening come in my heart, shaitan. Daytimes come in my heart, shaitan. Come whenever you want, shaitan. So when that shaitan who influenced your grandfather, great, 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 great grandfather, and he was then taken out of Jannah, do you think he will not leave you? Of course he will come after you. He will attack you, shaitan. He will influence you. Allah has given the example in the Quran. So brothers, very easy practical solution. We have to do one thing. Just one thing. We know we are weak. We are weak. We get influenced. We know everything. Allah Ta'ala has given us a hint. Allah has given us direction. بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says, protect your hearts just like you look after your car, you polish it, you wash it, you don't let rust come on the arches, you paint it because you want to drive it, you want to show it to people. If you got 4 years paint guarantee, warranty from the manufacturer, then very closely you look after that car, the paintwork, you'll polish it, tea cut it, or you've made a palace or a mansion, a nice house. I've seen this many times. Oh, I've made a big koti, haveli, you know, and I've shown it to the people. And when are you going to go and live there? Oh, just the doors are coming. I've got to put the doors on the arches and the pillars. Then every door has a lock outside, doesn't it? The mystery, he puts a lock. No one can unlock it. And tomorrow we're going to unlock our doors and we're going to put our luggage in them. We're going to go into our house. And what happens in the end? That's it. It's locked. We seal the house. When we leave our home for a few days, we lock the house. Padlock. So Allah says, I've given you the body, your organs, your life, away, a deen, and I've given you the heart. And we don't protect our heart. We don't lock the heart. We don't seal the heart. Today, we've left the hearts unlocked and let all of the impurities come inside. Let's make one determination today, one promise today, that we will protect our hearts from today. Principally, we will protect the hearts. Inshallah, as we continue to protect our hearts, for that reason, objective that Allah Ta'ala has created us, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul. There are two parts to life. Wallah, I swear by Allah again, that if we protect our heart every day, nothing can affect me, nothing can influence me. I will live my life 100% according to fitrah. I will recognize Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will come onto the path of my mission. I will protect. If I protect my heart, train my heart, nourish my heart, do everything, you don't need to pump that person, you don't need to preach to that person. Straight away he'll go onto the track, the railway track, he'll recognize who is Allah, who is Rasulullah, he'll obey Allah, he'll laugh and walk and smile into paradise, he will go like this. That's it. The Quran has told me. I've read this verse of the Quran. You read this verse of the Quran, tells you the same thing. Allah says, I'll send you to Jannah. I'll give you the road in Jannah. I'll give you the beautiful roads. If you come to me in this way, if you fulfill the orders and everything, the direction I've given you after 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, you may pass away. There's a time frame fixed. You will pass at that time. You have to follow these duties, follow this framework, follow this methodology. Allah Ta'ala says, protect your hearts. That's how you have to do it. Protect and padlock your hearts. Seal your hearts, you'll start praying salah. You will go on to hajj. You'll give zakat regularly without being told. And on top of that, these are fard. These are compulsory, aren't they? Allah says, this is my hukum, you have to do this. But on top of this bonus, when you protect your heart, seal your heart, then you don't stop there. Allah then gives you a line. You run on the line. You sprint on that line. Allah says, I don't order you, but you're going to sprint on that line of nawafil. I say, I'll leave it to you. And I will see that when you recognize me and you reach to my love, my qurb, my marifah, then you will sprint to the nafil ibadah. You will sprint. You won't need to be told. Yourself, you will gallop. No, I want to read Nafil, Ishraq. I want to do the action. Let's go Umrah tomorrow, brother. But you've done Hajj already. No, I feel like I want to go Umrah again today. Everything, you will have the taste. You will have the passion and desires from the depths of your heart. These are extra dishes, Nawafil. And this protection of the heart will prove that you recognize your Rabb and the passion and taste has come into your life. And when does this occur? When you seal and padlock your heart, because this world is a dirty place. Remember this. It's impure. This world is impure in terms. This is worse than the dead carcass of the dead donkey. You know the carcass of the dead donkey? The carcass of the dead chicken? The body of the dead is worse. The stench and the effect of the dunya comes onto the heart. So me and you, we have to protect our hearts. That's it. We have to start today. Let's protect the heart. Protect the heart. How? Let's come to how now. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا فسبحوا بكرة وأصيلا. Allah has mentioned morning and evening. يصلي عليكم والملائكة ليخرجوا من الظلمات إلى النور وكانوا بالمؤمنين رحيما. Allah has mentioned that just do one action of people of belief. Protect your heart. How? كثيرا كثيرا ذكر. Verse of Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوا بُكْرَةً وَأَثِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala says morning and evening should be dhikr. Morning and evening. يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ. Allah Ta'ala says there's such a thing, you'll become a human being such full of light. يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ, that the malaika will send durood upon you. Salam upon you. يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says, then will I let you stay in the darkness? يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. Point comes to my mind. I'm not going to give tafsir because you'll say I did tafsir myself. I'm just going to give you a point. لِيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. A beautiful, unique point comes to my mind. What is Allah saying here to insan? That when you, Allah says, when you, a human being, start to remember me, kathir and kathir, regular, and you protect your heart, and the angels start remembering you and say salam on you, rahma on you, mercy on you, then you will become that existence, that creation. Now Allah Ta'ala says, I will feel like, I want to take you to the noor in this world, and I will then bring you to me in that form of that light and nuraniyat. This is the point that comes in my heart. Allah Ta'ala says that when you come out of the zulamat into the nur, you're living in the world, but in the world you are living amongst the light. You will be away from the impurities. You will not have that status that you will stay in the impurity. You will have nur and light around you, within you. Subhanallah, my brothers. Myself, I speak to myself first. I am impure. I don't protect my heart. I disobey Allah. I'm not good. These two things have come to my mind today from reading this Quranic verse. These verses from, I learned this sabak, this lesson today. Sabak number one, lesson number one, that any person who thinks that he can disobey Allah should not think that disobeying Allah is a small deed. Whenever I'm disobeying Allah, then bring the story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam into my mind, that he disobeyed one order. Not one sin. If you do, oh, I prayed today 5 times, so what if I do this action, it's 10 p.m, that's fine. Allahu Akbar. The difference becomes is that Allah becomes displeased with you. Think, your Rabb who's in control of your body. Huh? So Allah Ta'ala says that I'm giving you hukum, order, and I don't want a person to poke his nose into my affairs and say that I won't punish him. No, no. One example Allah gave. The one act of disobedience, if you do, Allah says this is the punishment that I told you. I give the example in the Quran. So you have the audacity that you can say that you can sin and nothing will happen. Allah says in dunya wal akhirah, there's a severe punishment. If you from your heart say and mind that I can disobey and it's fine, Allah says then the punishment will come, and then I will grab, and that person will get ashabul jahim. He will go into the depths of Jahannam, hellfire. So life should be such, my brothers, that every single second when we're living and when I think of sinning, I should shake and tremble and sweat. Allah told me to leave this. Impossible, I'll do this. Allah's ordering. Pray salah. Do this compulsory action. My leg should tremble and shake. I've got to give zakah. Why am I not giving zakah? Why am I not doing this compulsory action? I should be trembling on the spot at that time on the earth. Allah's ordering me now. Why am I not doing this? Don't think, don't get into this deception. I'm an alim, a scholar, mufakkir Islam, muhaddith, I can do this, no problem. The biggest misconception of a person is to disobey Allah. The biggest sin is to disobey Allah in anything, at any second, any day. The biggest scholar, the biggest muhaddith, the biggest alim, the biggest Sufi, the biggest insan, human being, is he who does not disobey Allah. Remember this, he's the biggest scholar, qari, hafiz, alim, everything. And he is the biggest, he's the best. So a person has to save himself from disobedience and protect his heart. When the legs go towards tiptoe towards the sin, straight away suddenly bring the story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam into your heart and mind. Oh, no. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did this, his clothes came off, he was made naked. He was expelled from Jannah, taken to the earth, the crown came off his head, all his high status was taken within seconds. So what's going to happen to me? Me? Allah is ordering me to do this X, Y, Z and I reject? What will happen to me? Remember, everything will be grabbed from me. Everything will be taken. The barakah will come out of my house. My children will become disobedient to me. And I will be falling into deceptions and difficulties. I'll have problems. I'll run around left, right, sweating. My life will become upset, upside down. This will be what will happen. Straight away stop. Say no. Doesn't matter what happens. I'm not going to listen to enough shaitan. I'm going to order Allah Ta'ala's hukums and orders. It's better for me. It's better for me. Doesn't matter if I enjoy sinning. I feel good. I'm relaxed. And it's a broken heart. I've got a heavy heart. It's too hard for me. Doesn't matter. I have to accept what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Oh, your prayer's weak. You were sleeping when you were praying. You were downtrodden. He says, I did sajda ruku. I went to the masjid. That's it. All I know, Allah will accept. Allah Ta'ala is in control. Allah will accept or not. Allah Ta'ala knows. I'm not interested. I'm just going to do what Allah Ta'ala said for one reason. I don't want to become a wali. I didn't pray salat. I just prayed in the masjid to become a wali. I don't do the actions I'm doing for to become a wali. I'm doing it because Allah said, do it. That's it. That's all I'm interested in. And those salahs are the best. They're the best and the highest because this person has ikhlas for Allah. Allah says, I grab it and accept it straight away. The broken verses I prayed, the broken prostrations, my thoughts are in the world. Doesn't matter. You're trying. You've got fear of Allah and you're trying, you're struggling. And you know that if I don't pray, what's going to happen to me? Due to this khawf, when you pray, Allah says, that's the best and the highest prayer. The greatest prayer. And the other salah, you're praying for taste and enjoyment, to become a wali and pious, to show other people. I've got long, long prostrations. I'm reciting long, long, long verses. Both salahs have heaven and earth difference. Because in one is nafs and in the other one is Allah. In one is enjoyment and one is fear of Allah. And fear is higher than taste and enjoyment. My husband told me this. When you do an action due to obeying Allah and you have fear of Allah in your heart, that is very good indeed. Beautiful point. And he concealed that. He sealed that. Whenever you do an action, that don't look for taste and enjoyment. Oh, I'm going to feel good. Just consider I'm doing this to fulfill Allah's order and that's it. Allah ordered this to me. Brothers, I'm carrying on now. The discussion is extended, but a very important point. From today, we are broken. Let's do dua to Allah, all of us. Allah, your orders, every order, please give us the tawfiq to accept your orders. And how can we do this? If we do dhikr, kathiran, kathir from today, especially the things I said, kathiran dhikr, and morning and evening dhikr. Morning, definitely do dhikr before you start. Your taxi driver, job, business, occupation. First, do tasbih. Then say Allah's name, then go on the journey of the day. Come back home in the evening before going to your mattress. First and foremost, dhikr of Allah. Bukratan wa asila. Allah Ta'ala says, this is Allah's order in the Quran. This is Allah's order. Allah's not suggesting, advising. Allah says, do it morning and evening. And what will we attain? How will Allah protect us? How the angels will come? Blessings, mercies, leave this to Allah. Allah says, leave that to me, I promise to you. That I will give you beautiful things in the world. And I will take you min al-dhulumati ila nur, into the light. Just do one action. So easy. Naqshbandi mashayikh have made the action of the dhikr. May I be sacrificed for Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband. 7 days and nights Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband went into sajda. Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband in Bukhara. Today Russia. He was the wali of his time. Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband. Sahiyyad. He was a sayyid. Rahmatullah alayhi. Allah Ta'ala give him rahmah. Great, great status. He went into passion. He didn't eat, drink. He prayed Fard Salah and he stayed in prostration for 7 days and nights. He says, Allah, I've got Qadri Silsala, Chishti Silsala, and I've got all the Surah Wardi, but I'm asking one thing from you, Allah, that the Ummah to come, it's going to be difficult times. And how people like us, monkeys like us, apes like us, who don't even have time to remember Allah. So Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband said, Allah, I ask you one thing, that and that style, that method, that nor will the dunya come out of our hearts and our lives, and nor will the dunya come, the deen come out of our lives. So we can stay with both things easily. 7 days he was in sujood. Allah said, go, O Bahauddin, I give you the gift, the silsila, such a great dhikr. And what is that silsila? What is the methodology? That your hands are in the dunya and your heart is with Allah. Your followers in the Naqshbandi chain silsila, they will have to do just one Naqshband. That they seal on the Naqsh of their heart the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the tarqib, the methodology, inshallah, if we do this. You're driving the taxi, you're remembering Allah. You're a doctor in the hospital, you're remembering Allah. You're an accountant doing your spreadsheets, doing Allah. You're a laborer on the site, you're remembering Allah. Every second your physical body is working and your heart is doing what? Remembering. What is the meaning of yad? Remembrance. What's the meaning of dhikr? Doesn't mean your heart's beating. Our heart's beating anyway. That it's paying attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's dhikr. That you have got tawajjuh to who? Your creator, your Rabb. You are matawajjuh, dhakir. You're thinking, regard, appreciation about Allah. Very easy. Meet a sheikh, Naqshbandi sheikh, learn the dhikr, do that dhikr, and then see the results. See the results. The Quran has told us so many things. Tariqah, illness, disease. We're sitting there, still ill. Allah says, then Ashabul Jaheem. Then your door is here. You wanted to go through this door towards Jaheem and you had no other objective of life. Learn the dhikr of Allah. Open your hearts. Protect them. Grab hold of the company of a Naqshbandi Shaykh. Become his friend. And do the friendship due to dhikr. Insha'Allah, the protection of your heart will start. And in this world, in this life, you will start to be the obedient servant of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Recite Durood Sharif.